This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking news. A top Democrat says he's going to work with Donald Trump, the president-elect, on infrastructure, trade, and taxes. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's right. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, elected Wednesday as the new Democratic minority leader, has already spoken to Donald Trump several times, and they're coming together in weeks, they say, to plan to announce populist economic plans. They believe, the Democrats, that Trump might like. As you can imagine, with the ramp up, so much of what we talk about here is the tsunami coming out of Washington, and will that wave sink or will it increase? One of the things that's being talked about is Trump's son-in-law, who's considering a senior role in the Trump White House, and that, as you can imagine, is incredibly controversial. I'm talking about Jared Kushner. Joining us now from Washington, from Talk Media News, is Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, so you know this. Jared Kushner is like a lightning rod for some controversy anyway, mostly when it comes to Democrats, but how he can remove himself from the family business and be the special counsel or senior advisor to Donald Trump. But I think this is going to happen. What do you say?
You know, I think at this point it would be kind of strange if we didn't see him assuming a senior role in the White House. And, of course, a big question from that is going to be how exactly you divest the Trump family business from the official running of the government. You know, of course, she's married to Ivanka Trump, who is going to be playing a key role with Scion, which is what the Trump Hotel brand is rebranding as. But interestingly enough, you know, he's controversial beyond just that. There were some initial reports that he was apparently being, you know, floated as somebody who could receive a security clearance. That was scuttled today by the Trump campaign, who said that that was not the case. But beyond that, he's also leading a pretty big role in the transition, or, you know, perhaps anti-role to a certain extent, in the sense that he is purging a good number of Chris Christie hires from the original transition team, from the new team, you know, as the days are dwindling down, and kind of creating a pretty chaotic sense over there at the transition office.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think is the biggest struggle in this quick transition? I was looking at the last president, Obama, and his announcing his appointments. You know, he actually took more time. You know, here we are in the middle of November. We haven't even hit Thanksgiving. And maybe it would be better to just kind of hold back and then let all the cards out on the table, because maybe this is a little bit unusual.
You know, that's a good point. But I think one of the big differences is that, you know, Obama entered office with a pretty big pool of talent. There were quite a few people within the government who were, you know, ready to work with him, who he was ready to work with. He was, you know, prepared to extend an olive branch to Hillary Clinton, give her the position of Secretary of State. And with the Trump campaign, what we're seeing is a pretty shallow pool in terms of those who were with Trump in the beginning being turned even shallower as we're seeing these sort of new purges. So what we're seeing right now is, yes, he hasn't spent as much time as Barack Obama has before announcing big names, but there just really isn't as many to draw from, and not that sort of sense that, you know, regardless of who he chooses, if it's going to be the best possible choice or not, considering, you know, how combative the transition team has been so far. So that's something that people are watching very closely, you know, at some point it really begs the question over whether or not loyalty to the Trump campaign is going to be one of the, you know, defining factors of who gets elected, and you know, if so, if that really is a wise decision.
Yeah, so the one of the big decisions is Supreme Court justice. How fast do you think that will take to nominate somebody for Trump for that Scalia position?
You know, I think that's something that's probably going to be coming out pretty quickly soon after. You know, there was a list of 21 names that he released during the campaign. According to the transition office, he expects to choose somebody, you know, from that initial list, which was, you know, culled from some of the more, you know, kind of Washington insidery people that we've seen. A lot of it was determined by the Heritage Foundation and other people who have experience in this regard. But it's going to be an interesting process. You know, there's a very good chance that Senate Democrats are going to push back against whoever he may name, you know, particularly due to the, you know, treatment that Merrick Garland received. And that is something that could certainly, you know, create a lot of fireworks in the early days and really test to see, you know, how put together the new Republican-dominated Congress with, you know, President Trump really, really is in the early days.
What's the mood like in D.C.?
You know, there's still kind of a sense of shock. You know, a couple of days ago, there was somebody who was sort of offhandedly talking about the special election that was going to need to take place in Virginia without really realizing that there is no special election in Virginia since, you know, Tim Kaine is not the vice president. And just sort of a growing sense of just, you know, I guess I told you so to a certain extent, watching how slow the transition process has worked. But beyond that, there is just a lot of fear. You know, there are people in D.C. who have spent a lot of time in government and know it's, you know, not as easy as it may seem if you're just kind of watching CNN or just, you know, getting your news through Twitter, and realize that this is a huge undertaking and one that, you know, the campaign hasn't really indicated that they are quite yet ready to embark on. They're not campaign, yeah. I guess, transition process, but yeah.
Yeah. Will you be there covering the inauguration?
I will be. Yep. Yeah, that's
gonna
be,
do you think it's going to be a big crowd?
I'm sure.
I was just going to say, you think it's going to be a big crowd, a crowd with coolers and red hats? What do you think?
You know, I think we probably will see a lot of red hats. But I don't think it would be as large as, you know, Clinton. After Clinton lost, we saw a large number of hotels announce that they suddenly had openings. But I'm not sure if that still stood by. I've had a couple of people, you know, reach out to me asking if they can, you know, stay on my couch either for the inauguration or for a pretty big counter rally that's going on, the Million Woman March. You know, there's sort of this kind of backtracking that I've heard that hotels are actually getting more and more harder to come by. So I think we're probably going to see a big crowd, perhaps not all for the inauguration, but, you know, probably a lot of people are going to be coming by out of curiosity, perhaps morbid curiosity, or to, you know, participate in the counter-inauguration activities.
There you go, counter-inauguration. I like that. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Coming up, we've got the what's buzzworthy across the land, including the fact that the Cubs are going to reach out to a guy named Steve Bartman, who became the goat of the city many, many years ago, maybe unfairly so. Also, some craziness. How far will you go for a role when you're an actor who's already well paid? Gaining 45 pounds, can you imagine, while the rest of us struggle, the mere mortals, the rest of us, to keep weight off? Would you gain 45 pounds for a whole bunch of money if you were a Hollywood actor? Maybe the answer is, of course I would. I'm getting a big check. And couldn't somebody just work it off of me? Doesn't that make sense? Climate change, on a more serious note, there is the tug of war over the Paris Accord. Will Donald Trump say adios to that accord or not? Don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up in our next hour in our last segment. Yo, stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you're listening to me while you're taking a jog at 6 a.m., crazy. Can't remember the last time I got up at 6 a.m. Now, went to bed at 6 a.m., that's a much different story. Regardless of what end of the clock you find yourself on, would you gain some weight for a movie role? Of course you would if you were making millions of dollars. So check this out. Matthew McConaughey, who I've met before, it's been a long time. Quick story, brush with fame, used to travel with the Dallas Cowboys, and Matthew McConaughey actually was a big Redskins fan. The Cowboys were playing the Washington Redskins when they were tearing down the stadium, and I was on that trip, and they had a Redskins party. I was invited to it. It was at the hotel where we were staying. And I met Matthew McConaughey, and he was couldn't be nicer. He was talking to everybody. It was a small kind of thing. A lot of football players, ex-football players from the Washington Redskins were there. And McConaughey told me he was just a big Redskins fan growing up for some reason, even though he loves his Texas Longhorns and so many other teams. He just loved the Redskins. So he had to gain 45 pounds to play a businessman in a movie called Gold. He had to play, he was playing Kenny Wells, who strikes gold in Indonesia. So he said he was getting pretty damn fat as this guy, and he said he was eating pizza and cheeseburger cheeseburgers and beer and, you know, anything that could put the weight on for the role. And it's funny, he's pushed his body to the limits before, where he had to lose 40 pounds when he played the lead character in the movie that was based on a true story, the Dallas Buyers Club, which he won an Academy Award for that. I cannot even imagine. However, I don't know if someone was waving big dollars in your face to do that and it was what you did for your living, be probably a different story, although there are some actors who won't do that. They won't do the weight, severe weight gain and loss thing because it's so hard on them. And sometimes it's probably easier to gain than lose. Lose has to be a heck of a lot harder, I would think. So that's part of the buzz in the land. That movie Gold, by the way, comes out on Christmas Day. Ever go to the movies on Christmas? I saw National Treasure on Christmas Day. It was a very different kind of Christmas because there was only a handful of us. Normally, you may all have big family gatherings. And so we ate early, and my mother said, let's go to the movies. Let's just do something different. So four of us went to the movies, and it actually was pretty fun, I have to say. That movie opens on Christmas Day. Sometimes they get pretty big crowds because a lot of folks, after eating, hanging around, all that kind of stuff, kind of get cabin fever and decide that they want to go out and do something. All right, this is a cool story. Definitely buzzworthy. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts couldn't probably be more elated, flying high still after the Cubs winning the World Series. Think of that, 108 years without a title, 61 years since their last pennant, the rest is history, Game 7, couldn't be more thrilling, knock off the Cleveland Indians. And he's said that it's such an important moment, the whole winning thing was such a big moment. Fans have blamed the Billy Goat curse from 1945, a black cat running on the field in 69, and Steve Bartman, a fan in 2003, who they say he may get his chance at redemption in the coming year. He's known for reaching out for a foul ball, in case you don't know the story, which you might not, during Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, preventing outfielder Moises Alou from catching it. The Cubs were 5 outs away from reaching the World Series at the time. But then right after that happened, just the timing, who knows, it still could have happened, a collapse happened. And they lost to the Florida Marlins. So he was harassed for years following that. So now Ricketts is saying, I'm sure we're going to reach out to him at the right time and hopefully figure something out that provides closure for everyone. I'm hopeful that we can make it work. How about that? Hopefully he takes him up on it. That'd be great. So he will get redemption because nobody cares now. They won, they've moved on, and the rest is history. So he reaches out for a foul ball, and it becomes the blame thing. All right, next deal. Do you think The Rock is the sexiest man alive? Do we still care about these things? I don't care much about celebrity, although now I've mentioned two in Buzzworthy, but The Rock was voted the sexiest man alive, I guess, for People magazine. He seems like he's a nice guy, and from all accounts of normal people having brushes with him, they say he really is a nice guy. He does train hard, gets up at like 4 a.m., and works out like a fiend, all that kind of stuff. So at 6'5", 245 pounds, that's how he got his name, The Rock. Of course, he's had this Fast and Furious franchise is big. He's got a HBO series called Ballers where he's an agent to football players. And he's well-liked, and I think that probably goes a long way. Sometimes when these actors, I've read this a couple times, sometimes when these actors have to do these extreme things to their bodies, especially get in super good shape, they call on him because he knows how to do it. Moving on to more of what's buzzworthy, a new segment that we're going to do here on America Tonight. In an interest to break up nothing but politics, politics, and reaction to politics, there are other things happening on the face of the earth, especially here in the United States. Not all of it's going to be fluff and stuff. Some of it a little bit more serious. But here's one for you. Well, everybody says, get on LinkedIn no matter what it is you do. If you own a tree trimming company or you're a professor, LinkedIn is where people hook up and get to know other people and job opportunities happen. I don't think so in Russia. Russia is days away from saying adios to LinkedIn. A Moscow court ruled that access to the social network for professionals can be blocked because it hasn't complied with personal data storage regulations. They were found to be in violation of a rule requiring data on Russian citizens be stored on servers inside the country. And, of course, they don't want to do that because I don't think they want to, LinkedIn doesn't want to get in the middle of that. Russia's law came into effect in 2015, and LinkedIn had already been found guilty of that. So probably a good chance that it goes down. They want to make sure they have all the storage. And, of course, this is what we're constantly screaming about and trying to avoid here in the United States. But different story when it comes to Russia. Speaking of Russia, Putin and Trump. Putin has said good things about Trump. You would assume that that meeting is going to be in the works. You would think, right? I bet. I bet it's going to be in the works. Are you thinking about Black Friday? Are you one of those people that you run out, you see that a TV costs, oh, half of what it would normally cost? Do you run out and that's when you go shopping? I have a friend, that's what she does. It's almost like she has a huge family, huge. Between children and grandchildren, she's a good friend of my mother's. And that's what Black Friday consists of, getting, running around and getting all these deals. So Amazon is claiming it's going to have the lowest prices on lots of electronics, but a lot of different kind of products. They're discounting their own products. Like there's a popular tool, I'll call it, the Amazon Echo, is going to be on sale for $139. They also have the Tap. That's going to be on sale. They've got an app that you can download where you can just hit the app and, you know, order what you want to order. And everything from headphones to automatic coffee machines to Disney toys to anything in between. But a lot of people like to actually, and probably the stores have to deal with this, a lot of people will still go to the stores because some of the stores will have these deals that you only have access to the deals if you go to the store. So that midnight lining up thing is still not done, even though Amazon and other online retailers are kicking everyone's butts. Stay with us. More politics as we bounce back to the Trump transition team.
I got my hooks down in your pillow behind. I wouldn't let you go if you tried. I would buy you any diamond that your hand could hold. Save all of the money.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal. optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
A big fat reminder for all of you who are listening to us live. L-I-V-E. Aren't you impressed I could spell? too much coffee and you can't spell that word. So here's the thing. Live we're going to do Nail the Score coming up in our next hour. Shoot. If you miss it, tune in next week. It'll be back at our normal time on Tuesday. In our last segment of the second hour of the show. So if I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear the conversation between Donald Trump and Jared Kushner, and I would love to hear the conversation between Donald Trump, the president-elect, and Steve O'Bannon, who is his, really his go-to guy on some of advising him on these key positions. And Bannon would be considered the chief strategist. A lot of people going after Bannon, and what is this guy really like? We're going to have somebody on tomorrow who knows Steve Bannon to give you a better sense of Breitbart News and really what Steve Bannon is like. Bannon himself has called Breitbart News the platform for the alt-right, an ideological grouping associated, of course, with extreme conservative viewpoints and rejection of mainstream politics. However, the dark side of that is the links to racism, misogyny, and some other not great things putting that term out, alt-right. So we're going to talk to one of his friends who says, what a bunch of nonsense that is, right? Now, the one thing that's Breitbart gets accused of, and his buddy will address this too, is this fake news thing. Fake news is basically what it sounds like. It's untrue or misleading, and it comes up on websites that look like they're pretty legitimate. Remember, we've had people lately, they've been burned because they start to report on fake news like it's their own, and or it's true, and then they get bit. Because it's not true. So it gets shared on Facebook, social media, that kind of thing. People click and read and share. And there's a lot of fake news stories, by the way, that have nothing to do with what a headline is. And they're not, they're really pushing a product. So this fake news idea that's really starting to get a lot of attention is that if it's not, you know, if it's completely fake news, Facebook is saying that they'll just axe it out, that they're going to do away with that. They're going to look for fake news and they're going to get rid of it because Facebook is such a sharing site that a lot of people get news or see it and believe it and all that kind of stuff. And then Twitter accounts, what's Twitter going to do? Twitter is suspending accounts of the so-called alt-right advocates. But Steve Bannon is not claiming to be under that umbrella necessarily. So the conversations between, I think, Donald Trump and Steve Bannon would be really, I think it would be really fascinating. Also, Jared Kushner, because they're talking about a senior role for him. He helped his father-in-law along the campaign trail. He was a close advisor. So that's his, you know, this is his father-in-law. If he were to take an official job, he would have to untangle himself from the real estate business, which, by the way, had $14 billion in deals under his leadership. He would have to move to Washington with his wife, Ivanka Trump, and their three children. So that would be completely different. Ivanka Trump said that taking that path would indicate Jared recognizes and is inspired by the incredible opportunity to make a positive impact for America. So that could happen. I mean, again, Kushner was key in the Trump campaign. He built the infrastructure, set up departments, digital, social media, scheduling, policy, budgets, all that kind of stuff. So he's somebody that they've relied upon. And I would think that this could really happen, and so probably there is a switch, and they do move to Washington unless the last second he decides no. And those conversations would be interesting all the way through the campaign. Once that became real, I think that was pretty interesting. If I was a fly on the wall, what would be some of the other conversations I would want to hear? I've said this last week. Can you imagine hearing the conversation between Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and any of her advisors over the election results, because they were so completely stunned and taken aback by what happened, not expecting that she was not expecting that she was going to lose. And did she take it out on her campaign people? And vice versa, what happened with them? Because there's lots of crazy stories flying around. So inside the loss that they saw coming or didn't see coming, it was a monumental upset, monumental. So to be a fly on the wall and hear those kind of conversations would be interesting. There was a story on Snopes that said Hillary Clinton had a meltdown after losing the election, and also that Obama blames Clinton and her out-of-touch campaign for losing the election. Because really, for Obama, this becomes like a referendum, and he said it. It becomes a little bit of a referendum on him. Any of the policies, Obamacare, immigration, a lot of that, as you and I know, goes by the boards and it gets trashed out, then all of his work is gone. So whoever the person, next person in the door was a pretty big deal. And they're not, it's, you know, I read the story and the story did say unreliable. There's your key word. Unreliable sources are reporting that Clinton had a violent temper tantrum. So that it's not proven, that this is just a claim of what happened. But when she realized she lost the election, she was furious with Robbie Mook and John Podesta. And, you know, somebody said she had to be restrained. But I will say it again, allegedly unconfirmed rumors. So you'd have to have somebody who could prove that that was true. But it's pretty interesting what the reaction really, what would the reaction really be? I would have to think the reaction would be that of upset and a little anger, especially thinking that this election was in the bag. So I would like to be a fly on the wall and hear any of the conversations when that unveiled itself, when all of a sudden the realization was, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is going to win. It's not going to be us. There's not going to be a big ceiling, glass ceiling breaking thing at the Javits Center. It's not happening. So we have to get out of this because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I think that's a big deal. Another interesting transition moment is coming, I think, and I would love to hear these conversations too. I think Newt Gingrich, I don't know what the role would be, but I think without a doubt, Donald Trump likes him. He has ties, lots of ties to Washington. He's a former House Speaker. And Gingrich said that he would like a role as a chief planner moving forward, but he's not 100% sure. He doesn't want an official role in the presidential administration. He said during an interview was he 100% sure he didn't want an official role, or would he rather just be a chief planner? What would he rather have? He keeps saying the name chief planner, so I don't know. Chief planner is different than working on the cabinet. A cabinet is just, being on the cabinet is a way different position. I mean, remember, when he was the Speaker of the House, he helped write the 94 Contract with America. He worked with Ronald Reagan in the 80s. So I guess planning is, you know, tactics is probably what he is really, really good at. How do you pull it off? What do you do day to day? How does that work? So while they're looking for cabinet positions, there's 4,000 spaces to be filled. That's a lot of people to find. 4,000 workers, cabinet has to be number one. And they say they're doing it very methodically. That is, you know, that's the secretary to the secretary to the secretary. But it takes a long time to fill in those spots, and you only have so much time. And then once you get in the door of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you're already hitting the ground working. He's already getting the briefings. So that's begun, because you have to be up to speed, especially with where we are now in this country. It has to happen pretty fast. And it looks like it's going to happen pretty fast. You know, the congressman from Ohio, Pete King, could be the Homeland Security Advisor. Lots of names, but nothing official at this point. Hang with us. We're talking numbers next. We can count.
Backpack. pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Oh yeah, time for another edition of We Can Count. How about this? Fire, sad to say, it's not a happy moment, but 23,000 acres have burned. Rough Ridge Fire continues to burn on. There are some areas that are talking about how awful it is and how they're warning people, don't stop, don't spark anything, tailpipes, anything that could possibly happen. So in firefighters are making a little bit of progress on it. It's now 30% contained. Officially, 23,000 acres burned. That's a lot. 200 people from agencies all over Georgia are part of this team trying to fight the fire because, you know, fighting fire is, especially when it gets these wildfires, it's so awful on their bodies, on their minds. It's, how can you work with all that equipment for how many hours until you just have nothing left? And it's those, that's that kind of fire. It's spreading like crazy. Part of it's dry conditions. They're just desperate for rain. Ugh, anything. Rain. So making some progress, but still very worried about these fires. because it is just that hard, frankly, to put them out. And they have to evacuate people, and they can see it. Imagine your home. You look up, and you can see it coming towards you like a wall of red. But you're hoping you're going to be able to avoid it because it's still a ways off, but you can see it creeping down the mountain. And a lot of people describe it that way. It's like a creep, a slow creep. And they can only do so much in trying to put it out. Hundreds have gathered to protest the pipeline in Portland, in downtown Portland. They gathered once again. Boy, it seems like Portland is ground zero for all kinds of protests. But after a week of straight protests in Portland, it was a different kind of message. It was about stopping an oil pipeline in North Dakota. About 1,000 people were on the waterfront to show solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Over the last couple of months, so I can fill you in on the story, protesters from the tribe and others have been trying to block the Dakota pipeline from being built. They say it will affect their drinking water. So the 1,200-mile pipeline would go under the Missouri River. One of the fears is it would leak or contaminate the water. They say water is life. You can't live without water, but you can live without oil. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has decided to delay the construction of the pipeline, saying more discussion is needed. So, did they succeed by the protest? Maybe, but I think they were banking on trying to do a little more research. But either way, it's a good thing. So, beehives. Nobody likes a beehive. You ever look up and you have no idea? This happened to me. You have no idea. You have a hornet's nest. You know, there's wasps flying around. You think, wow, it seems like there's a lot of wasps. This happened to me a couple years ago. I went out on the front porch. That's why you're supposed to look up. Somebody told me once, if you really want to see the world, look up. And they weren't really referring to wasp nests, but it kind of applies here. I looked up and I was horrified. Wow, I really have a wasp nest. I got to do something about this. So, I was reading a story from St. Petersburg, Florida, and the story was talking about the police searching for a pair of burglars whose break-in attempt was foiled by a beehive. So, there were bees everywhere. There was a damaged fence outside their house. They checked the video from their surveillance cameras. They discovered it was the work of burglars. The video showed the two who would have been intruders trying to scale their fence. One burglar fell right into the beehive after his foot kicked the top of the hive. Whoops. And then the accomplice kicked in the side of the fence and fell into another hive. Oh, that's not good. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. So, they, of course, called police. They took pictures and all of that. They were beekeepers. So the idiots who were trying to rob them, that's the problem with going to unfamiliar territory, they make jars of honey. They give them out as gifts. They became beekeepers a couple years ago after their son gave them a beehive. So the burglars fell into the beehives. Hundreds of bees, there's your number, flying around, biting the would-be intruders. So you could say that they were protected by the work of the bees. I think that is just so hilarious. Crazy. All right, how about this? The holidays, huh, as we're already hearing Christmas music everywhere. The hottest toy of the holiday season, somebody told me, hatchet animals. Don't you know about the hatchet malls? It's like, what? Hatchet malls? So in case you don't have a child or grandchild or don't know anything about it, these hatchimals are, what happens is, it's an interactive kind of like bird-like toy. It bursts out of its egg and it ages. How cool is that? Kids take care of it from an infant to a toddler to a little bird-like kid. They retail for about just under $50. It ranges I think the range is as high as 350, though. So these Hatchimals are pretty popular. Hatchimals. Because the theory is they grow up with the kids, right? I have to see this thing in action. I've seen pictures of it. And it looks very cool. It's a cool idea. The company that makes them says they didn't expect that kind of popularity. They had to put even a disclaimer out on their website saying they can't, I mean, these things are flying, they're like Cabbage Patch dolls. They're flying off the shelves so fast they can't restock them quick enough. So it is the hottest kid gift of the season. And it's the hatching animals. I think the idea of the growing it is probably what it is that makes it so intriguing, right? That it's going to just get bigger, and it's not like a sea monkey. It just gets bigger before your eyes. I think it takes a little time for that to happen, or so it looks like to me anyway. In the meantime, I think this story was pretty frightening. Somebody who lives not too far from a train. Trains colliding in Marion County caused a massive fuel leak. That's always the danger and the worry of the fuel. This happened in Florida. 32 cars, 7,400 gallon fuel leak. Those numbers are ugly numbers. And it sounded like lightning, they say. It was like a bang, boom, boom, really super loud. It sounded like a bomb, some people described it as. Two locomotive operators were on each of the trains at the time of the crash. Two members were treated for injuries. But if you looked at it, it's scary looking. It looks like if you had trains as a kid, that you smashed them up together. So whenever you have anything leaking, that's not good. They've done everything they can to contain it, and they're cleaning it up. But it is a mangled wreck, to be sure. Oh, it is ugly and mangled. Absolutely. And finally, I love this story. Let's end on a high note. Housing vouchers for veterans. And somebody sent me a link to this. So a new federal grant means 10 more housing vouchers for homeless veterans in the Yakima area, which is cool. The Housing Authority got over $44,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, enough for those 10, part of 280 total vouchers, and about $2.3 million awarded to Washington State housing agencies. So how cool is that? It sounds like a small amount in a way, but it's great for those people who will get houses and no longer have to find themselves in these homeless situations. Bravo. Here's to doing more of that. And here's to you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.